Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The Apostle Paul compares the body of Jesus Christ to the human body. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. Romans 12:4-5. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. 1 Corinthians 12:14-16, 19-20. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Colossians 1:18. I am aware that the church is composed of human beings. We Christians are the members of the body Paul mentioned in the passages I have just read. But the church does not belong to the members. It is the body of Christ. It belongs to him. That truth ought to make us fully alert to any changes in the work and worship of the church which are being proposed and implemented in our generation. If church members recognize that the church belongs to Christ by reason of purchase, how can we attempt to change what God has ordained? Churches all over our land, including many churches of Christ, have introduced strange doctrines and practices into the church. Some churches attempt to attract the world by furnishing lavish entertainment. They have drama, dancing, bands, clowns, and so forth. A few weeks ago, I watched on television a dance troupe performing in a church in Atlanta. Four young women did an interpretive dance to a hymn while the orchestra played and the audience watched. Is that what the church of the living God has been ordained to do? Is there anyone who could justify such sensual behavior from the Scriptures? No wonder the world can make little distinction between the world and the church. Even though the church, if it is the true church, is one, there are many members with different functions. Some members serve as elders, some as deacons, some as preachers, some as teachers. We all have different gifts, but they are to be used in strengthening the church and in extending the borders of the kingdom. There is no point in any members being jealous of any other member. Each of us can serve God in our individual capacities. Just think how the church would grow and fulfill its God-ordained mission if every member used his talent wisely. One of the great tragedies in the modern world is the inexcusable division which prevails. It is clearly displeasing to the Lord and serves as a barrier to church growth. How do we know that division is displeasing to the Lord? Paul wrote as follows to the Corinthians, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able, for you are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men?" 1 Corinthians 3:1-3. Besides, Paul says there is one body, or one church, Ephesians 4:4. He told the Corinthians that there is but one body, 1 Corinthians 12:20. Since the Bible plainly teaches that one must be in the church to be saved, I need to ask you a very important question. How does one get into the church? My friends, he must believe the gospel and obey the Lord in baptism. The Lord then adds him to the church, and he is on his way to heaven. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless and keep you.